"You are certainly very natural in America," answered Lord Canterville, who did not quite understand Mr. Otis's last observation. "And if you don't mind a ghost in the house, it is all right. Only you must remember I warned you." A few weeks after this, the purchase was concluded, and at the close of the season, the minister and his family went down to Canterville Chase. Mrs. Otis, who, as Miss Lucretia R. Tappan of West 53rd Street, had been a celebrated New York belle, was now a very handsome, middle-aged woman with fine eyes and a superb profile. Many American ladies on leaving their native land adopt an appearance of chronic ill health under the impression that it is a form of European refinement, but Miss Otis had never fallen into this error. She had a magnificent constitution and a really wonderful amount of animal spirits. Indeed, in many respects, she was quite English, and was an excellent example of the fact we really have everything in common with America nowadays, except, of course, language. Her eldest son, christened Washington by his parents in a moment of patriotism which he never ceased to regret, was a fair-haired, rather good-looking man who had qualified himself for American diplomacy by leading the German at the Newport Casino for 3 successive seasons, and even in London was well known as an excellent dancer. Gardenias and the peerage were his only weaknesses. Otherwise, he was extremely sensible. Miss Virginia E. Otis was a little girl of 15,